Iraqi forces have built a defensive wall northeast of the capital Baghdad against militant attack. A local Iraqi commander said the barricade would help repel any possible attack. The wall was set up in areas close to the small town of Adim, some 100 kilometers north of the capital. Last week, ISIL insurgents seized the town in Diyala province after Iraqi security forces pulled out of it. The Takfiri militants have been wreaking havoc both in Syria and Iraq. Let's cross over to London, Canada. Joining us on the line is political commentator Edward Corrigan. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, first of all, looking at the way things have played out in Syria and Iraq in the past few weeks, how do you interpret the situation right now?
Well, I could say that it's like a definition of insanity. The United States is supporting the ISIS rebels to attack and try to destroy and overthrow the Syrian national government. Yet the same group of people they're now proposing to fight in Iraq. So it's essentially the same organization, but you're arming the Syrian faction, and those arms are going to be simply used by the Iraqi faction. So the policy seems to be incoherent and crazy, but in fact that's probably the objective, is just to further destroy and undermine and weaken Syria and Iraq. And Senator Joe Biden actually made a statement saying that Iraq should be divided into three different countries, that the Sunnis in the north, the Kurds in the east, and then, of course, the Shia state in the south. But the point is to, again, destroy what was the largest, most viable Arab state, and to, out of the chaos, it creates weakness and, of course, opportunities for some groups to exploit and to make money. And they want just weak, fragile states. The government in Baghdad is quite weak. It's now relying more and more on its Shia base, but that has alienated the Sunnis in the north. And there are, some of the Ba'athist elements are also supporting and attacking the government. But in the end, it's the destruction of Iraq, the destruction of Syria, and all this serves the interests of foreign parties, not in the interests of any country in the Middle East, certainly not in the interests of the Arabs, but the British, the Americans, the Israelis are sitting back and are probably laughing at how easy it is to get the Arabs to destroy themselves and not to build viable societies. And of course, the ISIS people also threatening to invade Saudi Arabia, and that now is seen by the Americans as a threat to their Saudi allies and other feudal states in the area that are largely dependents of the Americans.
Indeed, Mr. Corrigan, though, even if all of Iraq does unite against these ISIL Takfiris that have been wreaking havoc in their country, as we've been seeing in different areas where Sunnis, Christians, and Shias have been coming together to protect their country. However, as long as the U.S. and its allies continue to fund these elements in Syria, will we see the end of ISIL anytime soon?
I don't think so, because a lot of the ISIL group is in fact our foreign mercenaries that are brought in by the Americans, the British and the Israelis, and funded by the Saudis and the Kuwaitis. So, as long as there's lots of money to be dispensed by certain parties, there will be, no foreseeable end, unless there is a decisive, defeat. The problem is with Turkey, providing a base, there's also ISIS elements in Jordan. And, it's very difficult because the borders are very open and very porous, and they can, escape. The Israelis are there as well. And so it's going to be very difficult until the foreign powers that are bankrolling the thing, but also the local powers. Turkey is providing, shelter and a base, and, it's very difficult to block that, as is Jordan. And, of course, there's attempts to try to bring Lebanon into this whole mess and to spark a sectarian conflict there. And, so far Hezbollah and the Lebanese have been smart enough and had the discipline not to fall for that trap. But it's exceedingly, because of the situation and the support of external powers, it is going to be very a long, drawn-out battle, because the Syrians or even the Iraqi government, they can defeat people but they have, you know, places to retreat, which the Iraqi government and the Syrians cannot, pursue.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Political commentator Edward Corrigan there speaking to us from London, Ontario. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Corrigan, for your comments here on Press TV.